Well, it's time to buckle up and go motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you this morning, David?
Fighting fit, Andrew. Fighting fit.
I'm excited about talking about this, the MG, but it's not the MG as you know it.
No, this is the MG electric vehicle.
Yep.
Now, MG, of course, is now a Chinese company, bought the name, and it does happily proclaim that it has a great heritage, but of course, that is a different heritage, albeit the same name. Now, they've brought out, and they're actually booming in the market. They're now the 10th best-selling car brand in Australia.
Wow.
And given that there's about 50 car brands in Australia, that's doing pretty well. But they do it with a small range, mainly SUVs, but they are pioneering, well, not just on their own, but they are certainly getting on the electrification bandwagon. And the small SUV, their HS SUV, is part their electric vehicle, not the HS, the ZS, is part of that electrification.
I was on the Hunter Expressway not that long ago with my wife, and one of the MG SUVs passed us, and my comment at the time is, it seems really weird looking at a vehicle that shape with that particular name and brand. We're just so used to them being a convertible. Shouldn't they have made these SUVs into a convertible?
Yes, with skinny tyres and,
yeah.
And bulging mudguards and big headlights, big round headlights. That's what we've come to expect, haven't we? Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, it has the octagon shape MG badge, but that's about as far as it goes. But nonetheless, if you go into a dealership, you will often see that they will have more traditional-looking MGs on the pictures of them on the wall. But there we go. So the interesting thing about this electric vehicle is that it comes at about $44,000 drive-away price. Now, to some degree, it's only got about 260 stated kilometre range, so it's not enormous. But here's the point.
Yeah.
And maybe it's more urban than necessarily Hunter Valley, but whenever you buy a car, there are some compromises. So you might buy a small car because you can afford to run it, you can afford to buy it, and it won't ever help your friends move on the weekend, but that's the compromise.
Right.
I think what this MG is showing is that compromise, that you can buy an electric vehicle for about $44,000 drive away, which is significantly cheaper, which you're saving about $27,000 on some of the others that are around, maybe a little less, depending, something like a Nissan Leaf, but say a small SUV Kona, Hyundai Kona, good car, great car, but it's a compromise.
Yeah.
And now this might be the way to do it. Now, you might say, well, I still don't like it. Well, in an urban area, and I understand that may not suit the Hunter Valley, but if you are just doing short trips, there may be encouragements and rules and regulations that help push you towards, nudge you towards an electric vehicle. This, a compromise one, smaller battery, well, not a huge battery, but at least it works, and that just means you have to charge it two or three times a week.
David, we are talking about the MG HS model. You took the two-wheel version or two-wheel drive version for a test. What was it like?
Yeah, sorry, I've confused you. It's the ZS.
Oh,
it's
my
the
apologies.
One. We'll talk about the HS, which is a bigger SUV, in a week or so's time.
Yep.
But I drove the two-wheel drive one. Look, where MG at the moment is, it's selling very much on price, yet it comes with a reasonable amount of features. There's a little bit of refinement that I would, that I think will come. But in terms of a compromise, in terms of value for money, that is clearly where they're pitching at. And, I must say, they seem to be succeeding rather well.
Well, if their numbers are going the way they are, that's absolutely true. We'll probably see more of those MGs on the road around the Hunter Valley sooner than later. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk motoring.
Thanks, mate. It's been a hoot.